So we are going to continue with Choresh from what we started last week. I just want to go over some of the main points for those of us who are just coming right now, and just go over some of the main yesodos. After we finish with Choresh, we will go on to Kotzer. Okay, so what we discussed last time, we discussed Choresh was the second of the Lamed Tes Malachos. We understand that Choresh is done in Eretz Yisrael after Zoreah, right? Do you remember that? That's something unique about the land of Eretz Yisrael, that they did the Choresh after Zoreah. What also is important, I don't know what this is going on here. Does somebody take Kotzer?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there's two sheets. So hold on one second. We're not up to it yet, but I'll hand it out when necessary. Does anybody need a sheet for Choresh, by the way? Okay, amazing. Yeah. Okay, so like we said, we define that Choresh comes after Kotzer. Zoreah. Zoreah is first, and afterwards is Choresh. We define what Choresh was. That's anything which improves the land, anything which flattens out the land, that makes it ra'i for the ability to go ahead and plant. The Mishnah in the Mishnah Berurah, we explained that it gave a hakdama that everything which has to do with Choresh, when applied inside the house, is not going to violate some Choresh, rather a violation of, anybody remember? Boneh, right? When you flatten out the land, it's also going to, outside the house will allow you to plant. Inside the house will even out your house. And therefore, that's going to be a violation of Boneh. We discussed whether when you do Zoreah, is that also an issue of Choresh because it softens the ground. We saw there was Machlokas Achronim about that, which we're not going to continue. Right. Okay, when we get the Kotzer, I'll give it out. Anybody needs Choresh over here. Okay. The last thing we discussed was the last thing we discussed was the issue of the Darvishin of Miskavin as well as Psik Resha. We discussed the classic example, Darvishin of Miskavin, just to chazir very quickly, has to do with Choresh, dragging a bench across the field, right? Darvishin of Miskavin, once again, just to define it for us, when you do action X and has may or may not have a result of Y, which is Usser, is that going to be Mutar Shabbos? We possibly like Reb Shimon that it is going to be Mutar Shabbos. Segresha is the exact same situation, as opposed to it may or may not happen, the result of why, which is Usher. It is definitely going to happen, which is going to be Usher on Shabbos. That is really sources 6 through 8. Explained that pretty fully. We said some of the lumdus over about why Segresha may be a problem. The Nafkamina may be the famous Shita Sa'arach. Let's leave that for now. Let's move on to more practical halacha maisa issues of Choresh on Shabbos. So, kivud habayis, what about sweeping your house? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Lamed Zayin Siv Beis says the following: Asur lechabid habayis, it's asur for one to sweep their house. Elam kin karka merutzaf, unless the karka is merutzaf. Anyone know? Tiled, excellent, fantastic. V'yish matirna filena merutzaf, and some say it's mutter even if it's eino merutzaf. Okay. Haga says the Rama, v'yesh machmir nafilu merutzav. Says the Rama, some are even machmir even when the floor is tiled. V'cheinu hagin ein l'shanos, and that is the minog, and one should never switch that minog. That is the minog in Klaisel. That is a problem to sweep your house on Shabbos, even if it's merutzav. Aye, okay. I see all your heads shot up. Like, what are you talking about? My mom every single Friday night asks me to sweep at the table, and it's the worst job ever. Yes. I'm with you. So is that Usher on Shabbos? We'll hold off on that in a minute. The last line, the end of Shulchan Aruch, which I don't add there, is very interesting. Mihu ayde akum mutter. It's mutter ayde akum. There's a discussion over there in that Mishnah Berurah. Let's say I ask a non-Jew to sweep for me on Shabbos, and sweeping is an ista derabanan. So what am I asking? It's a mila nachri and a sikresha, or doing something which is Usher, or it's a shvus. The shvus b'makom what? Unclear, so there are discussions exactly the limitations of Emil and Achri in the situation. Let's leave that aside for now. Okay, let's start from the beginning. In terms of Svardi Psak, okay? In terms of Svardi Psak, so this is a good klal to know. This is not Muslim Makal, but it's pretty much well established. Rav Avadia certainly holds of this klal. There are two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch over here. What is it? Number one, Asa Lechav Debayis Elam Kin Akarka Merutzaf, V'ish Batir Afil Eina Merutzaf. So what do you have? You have a Stam opinion and a Yesh Omrim, right? When you have a Stam and a Yesh Omrim, what is the klal? Who do you pass him like? The Stam. Let's say you have a Yesh V'Yesh. You possibly be a second Yesh. Excellent. Which always ends up being for Svardim, almost always. They are always more Makel. God bless them. Okay? So, over here, so Svardim have Yesh, Ratir, Nafil, Ein, Merutzov. Why is it Mutter even if the floors are not tiled? That's not how they pass. And actually, this is a little bit more machmir. But why would you say it's okay if it's not tiles? Because maybe it's only Dover Shane Miskabe. Fine. However, according to Ashkenazim, in this situation, it's usher to sweep the house even if the floors are tiled. So what does that say in our halach l'maisa situation? Source number 10, the Mishabura explains, l'chavad abayis, what's the problem? The mazis afar mimkomo, because you are moving the afar from its place. And gam mashva agumos, and also you are being mashva agumos, you are making the floor more even. B'kibut shemisman l'agumos shemabayis may afar b'avi binyan. Because you are filling up the holes that may exist in the ground, and that's going to be, it's going to constitute an isser of Bona on Shabbos. Okay. Now, why is it mutter for us to sweep our house on Shabbos? Take a look at the Biur Halacha in source number 11. It says the Biur Halacha, V'yesh machmir afilu b'merutzav. Some are machmir even when it comes to merutzav. Ayin b'mishabura. Datamu mishim d'gazrina merutzav atu einu merutzav. Why would we ask a merutzav? Can you possibly fill up a hole when you're sweeping a tiled floor? No. So then what? Why do you think the problem would be? Why is it usher? A gzeiratu, right? Meaning we see these all the time. So there's a gzeira. If we allow you to sweep when it's merutzav, therefore you will sweep when it is not merutzav. Okay. Atu inam merutzav. Who may asir v'shrima v'hitiku b'taz? Finei l'fizeh says the Biur Halacha. At im kol batei ha'ir o al kol panim rubam merutzavim ba'avanim. Let's say you live in a town that what? Most of the houses are tiled with avanim or levanim. This brings us back to the first Mishnah in Baba Basra, yes? Okay, whatever. And it falls, then who gets the stones? Okay, but because it came in that situation, maybe it's mutter. The lo gadru aruba mimne miyuta, below of yerzeb mimne yerachares. This actually brings us also to Gittin. We do not make him a gezerah for if the robe of the town has tiled floors, atu, a place where they do not have tiled floors, right? Remember in Gittin also we say, right? Bishma, bishma, gazrina, ba'atra, ba'atra, lo gazrina. Yes, remember what we're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, fakhva, tekulba, whatever. Okay, anyways, we are going to allow people to sweep their house if rove of the town is merutzav be'avanim. Okay. Sicha? Okay. What about washing the floors? Okay, what about washing the floors? Is there a distinction to be made between washing the floors versus sweeping? So it seems to be that the Shulchan Aruch is more machmir. Take a look in washing the floors, even if it's merutzav, we are not going to allow. That's going to be a problem. Now, why is that an issue? What? Okay, so right, if it's dealing with like mops back in America, so there's maybe an issue of slita or dash, which, by the way, is a big discussion because if it has a base achiza, which means a handle, dush may or may not apply. There's a big machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid about this, which we'll hopefully discuss when we get to dush and mirtz Hashem. But let's say you're living in Israel, and what do we use? Shtivs, exactly. Yeah, those squeegees. Exactly, right. So let's say you do that. So is that going to be mutter or usher on Shabbos? So it seems like it's going to be usher. Says the Mishabura, "Tam kol eli mishum techaychin al hashra gumos," because it's going to be a problem. Hashra gumos. It's about filum on the shari kibud b'Shabbos. The shiny hacha, the kibin shu wrote to Leophilus as a karka, laso chosa, la dicha chashin, and shemi yir agumos, yishkach, we have lahashos miskabe. What the Mishabura basically says is as follows. Even though we have a heter when it's merutzav, according to some, and according to the Biur Halacha, if we're over the town's merutzav, we're not going to go as far when it comes to washing the floors, because when you wash the floors, that's a much more serious action of, you know, tidying up your house. And thinking about it, if you actually have a house which is that of a dirt floor, and you're going to wash that with water, you're going to be much more likely to be mashva gumos in that situation than you would if you were just going to be sweeping. So halacha l'maisa is a mutter sweep, you know, your house after the meal on Shabbos. Seemingly the answer is yes, assuming the fact that most of us have tiled floors. Now let's say you went on some, you know, I don't know, Yeshiva Bachrum Without Borders, you know, to somewhere in Africa or something like that. I don't know, and you're living in like some town over there. And it happens to be you were in a place that has tiled floors, but rove of the town does not. So then in that situation, honestly, it would be part of the gezeira of, it would be usher to sweep in that situation, even though your house in particular has tiled floors. Excellent. In source number 14, I didn't put it on. I gave you the makar in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, in the Madura Chadasha, in the new one, where he says, he gives three practical examples of when actually sweeping the floors will be mutter. And he explains as follows. Number one, let's say it's in a hospital. So in a place where it needs to be kept clean. So in that situation, we don't have a gezeira that it's usher to mop the floors. In that situation, the hospital is an area that became, you know, exceedingly dirty, and the hospital needs to maintain a certain sense of cleanliness. That would allow you to wash the floors. Another example he gave is to wash. Sweeping is always going to be mutter bisman hazeh in, you know, non-third world countries, right? In countries that we just generally live in. That's going to be mutter. Number two, another example where the Shir Shabbos Kol Chasa allows one to wash the floors is, let's say it's only a small area of the floor. So the gezira is on washing the entire floor, but if it's on one area of the floor, let's say, for example, you know, somebody threw up or somebody spilled grape juice in one specific small area on the floor, in that situation, we're going to allow one to mop up that area. That's it. That in that situation, we would certainly allow you to wash the floor in that area. The last area is, let's say the entire floor became very, very dirty. In that situation, we'd also allow you to do that. Because if you're doing, when did the gezeira apply? Now, this is somewhat counterintuitive, but the gezeira was made of stam washing the floors. But if you're washing for an ulterior motive, for example, there's a small area, you're in a hospital, or the whole floor became really, really dirty, so in that situation it's going to be mutter as well, that's not going to be a violation of this gzeira of washing the floors on Shabbos. That's going to be okay. That's what the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa says in source number 14. Good. Yeah, so far so good? Yes. Oh, great. So, like I was trying to say before, obviously we're only talking about a situation where you have meritzah, but the point's like this. When it's part of my, let's say, activity to, it's part of my schedule to wash the floors. So in that situation, like, that's like my cleaning, which I do normally, that's when we made the gezeira. But if I'm cleaning for a specific reason, so then I could contextualize why I'm cleaning. So the whole floor became completely filthy. I'm not doing this in order to mash vagumos. I'm not doing this in order to, that it might lead to that. I'm doing this because the whole floor became dirty. In that situation, argues the Shmir Shabbos that they never made the gezeira in that situation in the first place. I believe it was quoting from Rosh Hashanah Zalman. Yes?
So what example would it be that the entire floor is all dirty?
So, okay, good example. Let's see, I remember I was by my sister-in-law's house, and they had a kiddush in their house after the birth of their, I don't know, what was it? Their third daughter, or maybe it was their, yeah, it was their third daughter. And everybody came inside the house, and I don't know if you've seen Israeli houses and tiles, but the floor could get scuffed up pretty seriously, you know, with all the dust, Baruch Hashem. And like the floor became, like it was really, there were blotches like all over the place. So like I believe on Shabbos we actually, I think we discussed this. I don't remember whether I gave the heter to go okay and do this. I think I did. And we washed the floor in that situation because the whole floor was like exceedingly dirty. As opposed to, let's say, you know what, once a week I always wash the floors. Like whether it's like exceedingly dirty or not, like that's what you do, let's say, L'chava Shabbos. So that type of cleaning, that would be within the gezeira. But like if you're doing it for a specific reason, like the floor looks like it does over there, So then I would think that would be okay. That wouldn't be a violation of the gezeira. Obviously, taking into consideration issues of shechita, etc. Sounds good? Okay, awesome. Now, this brings us to, what about strollers and bicycles? Okay? Strollers and bicycles. So, the Gemara says as follows. Agalash shokatan to tami midras, v'nitzas b'shav, z'inigras, el agavi kilim. Fine. Rabbi Yehuda omer, kol kilim inigram chutz min agalat m'nei shi koveshas. So Rabbi Yehuda, who we pass like, makes the following distinction and claim about strollers on Shabbos. He says, it doesn't drag on the floor, rather it's koveshas, meaning it presses down on the floor. Look at Rashi, who explains the nature of koveshas. Chritz hanira beholacha. The chritz, the furrow that you may have, you know, claimed to have seen from the pushing of the stroller. Lo al yidei chafiru. It is not through digging. Ela koveshas v'doresa sakarka. It pushes down the ground. V'ndorda shachteh v'nasa mekoma nabach. And therefore, it lowers the area and where the stroller was. Aval eno zaz afram mekoma. But it does not actually move the dirt from the place that it was initially. So, one of the definitions is Aziz Afrim Mkomo, when it's going to be a problem of Choresh on Shabbos. And therefore, when it comes to in Agala on Shabbos, that's not going to be a problem. Yes? That would seemingly apply to anything with wheels. That would seemingly apply to anything with wheels. Okay, which brings us to, what about the question about bikes on Shabbos. Okay. So let's go to source number 18. Okay, source number 18. So honestly, the poskim struggle with trying to figure out and determine why bikes are usher on Shabbos. It's very much reminiscent of what other shayla that's really not usher on Shabbos, but everybody thinks it's usher. Okay, no, electricity. There are poskim who say certain things. What? What? Swimming. Excellent. Yes, Ben knows because Ben's cool. I discussed many times. Okay. Yes, swimming on Shabbos is a big mystery why it's usher. Now, what are you gonna tell me? Because so building a raft only applies to an open, you know, water type of situation. In a pool that has a rim around it, there is no gazera that you might come to build a raft. So then why is it usher? What? What about the floor, do you think? No. The question is why the Chazal say that swimming is usher on Shabbos. So, what? Okay, so we're going to talk about tzlita with your hair. That tzlita with your hair is a problem, but not nearly as problematic as people think it is. It's one of the more overblown issues when it comes to Shabbos. We'll discuss tzlita b'se'ar when we get up to it. What other issues that people think come up? So, if you look, many of the posts can say there's actually a great summary by this in. I believe in Chazon Avadia, which is one of the Svarim by Rav Avadia Yosef's sons, that quotes a Pesachim, and he goes through in the footnotes, what are the potential problems with swimming on Shabbos? And he goes through what everybody says, and he, you know, rips them apart, you know, piece by piece. Tzchit b'se'ar, let's say there's an Erev, or let's say your hair is very short, and or you don't squeeze it, and there also a Heterim by Tzchit b'se'ar. Okay, what about Tzchit with your bathing suit? So let's say you're wearing, I don't know, a rubber bathing suit, or let's say you're not wearing a bathing suit. Let's say you're talking about Hotzah, that you're carrying water from Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, let's say you're an Erev that has an Erev. None of them are terribly satisfying, so what do they end up answering? Because it's not Shabbosik, yeah, it's not Shabbosik. It's not appropriate to go, right? That seemingly is, you know, the real reason why swimming in a pool on Shabbos is problematic. And, like, not being Shabbosik is pretty serious. Okay. Source number 18, seemingly, also as well, the Tzitz Eliezer, along with other poskim, try to figure out why riding a bike on Shabbos is usher. So he gives a couple of suggestions. None of them are, you know, entirely satisfying. So he thinks it's pashut, it's usher to travel on a bike on Shabbos, or use a bike on Shabbos, even if you're going within Tchum, right? Now that could be a serious issue about going within, you know, outside Tchum. On Shabbos, he thinks that there are three reasons why it's usher. Gzeira Shema Yatza Chutzat Tchum, maybe you'll go outside Tchum. Anybody know what Tchum Shabbos is?
Yeah.
Right, it's usher to leave the city that you're in, 2,000 amos, you know, chutzal. That's why even those who are, let's say, mekel, anybody keeping a day and a half here on Yontif?
I did Pesach.
Nobody wants to admit it, I guess. No, you did Pesach. There we go. Okay, fine. What? Smarty, you do one. Okay, but those who keep a day and a half, so a lot of people keep a day and a half, or even those who keep 2 days and allow one dayers to do malacha for them, which is also machlokas haposkim. But if you do that, so can you get in a car with them? So, okay, there are questions of whether that's yontif dik or not for the people who are keeping a day and a half. But let's say you assume that that's okay to get into a car with one dayers, even though you're keeping 2 days. So, you have to keep in mind that you're not, if you're getting in a car with them, that you shouldn't travel chutzot chum. I mean, that still applies to you. You're not allowed to travel in a car, even, you know, 2,000 amos outside of whatever city that you may be in, and that's something to keep in mind, even if you're only keeping, even if you're keeping 2 days and a Israeli is driving you. Okay. So, number one is that maybe you'll ride the bicycle chutzot chum. Number two, bishum uvdin dechol, the yesh bazeh asei shel Torah, kanal bishem Ramban. Okay. There's something called uvdin dechol. What's uvdin dechol? Right, so uvdin dechol is like one of the most difficult
cop-out answer,
but it's one of the most difficult to define answers. You know, it's one of the more amorphous answers on when it comes to defining something as there are things which are specific for chol and there's things which are specific for Shabbos. So one example is, Ben, you said?
Ravadi says that using the same toothbrush on Shabbos.
Okay, so where does Ravadi get that from? Ravadi gets that from because we're going to get to the, I don't know if we're going to talk about gozis, but if we do, the issue of gozis on Shabbos is about shearing. So what does that might apply to? Your hair. So let's say you want to brush your hair on Shabbos. Is that going to be mitzvah aser? So it's aser to, so people assume, without getting into the details, it might be a davar sheni miskaven, right? Depending on whether it's definitely going to pull your hair out on Shabbos or not. You know, with girls, it's much more problematic because their hair is much easier to fall out because of the length of it many times. So, is it mutter to brush your hair on Shabbos? So they say if you're going to brush your hair on Shabbos, what, even if it's going to be mutter because it's not definitely going to come out, what do you need? You need a soft bristle brush, which is specific for Shabbos. Because there's another issue of the nechol. So, Rav Avadi assumes, I imagine Rav Avadi does, is that he makes a, you know, gzera shava brush. Brushes need to be special for Shabbos, therefore a toothbrush should also be special for Shabbos. Most poskim don't necessarily, those poskim who mock your brushing teeth on Shabbos don't necessarily require its own special toothbrush. So uvdin nechol is very difficult to define, but yet that's another suggestion by the Tzitz Eliezer. Lastly, number in Gimel, nosav vazeh yish vazeh agam gzera shel, shemi yitakin mana. Maybe your bike will break and then you'll fix it. This is similar to the instrument iser on Shabbos. Why you can't play instrument on Shabbos? Because maybe you'll break it and you'll fix it. Shebahar bepamim mitpotet hagumi misaviv legilgov yavol takin osov gloya avir bagumi gadoma. Okay, maybe like you'll have a hole and you have to fill up the air in the tire. Maybe the tire will come off. Okay, so three answers he gives about why riding bikes on Shabbos is problematic. Because maybe you'll go chutzot chum, maybe you'll be mitakin mana. That was the third one, and the middle one was because of uvdin dechol. None of these are, you know, incredibly satisfying. Number one is, so don't go chutzot chum. Meaning, like, just know that you're, does that mean that we make a gezeira? Number two, the last one also not great because of the fact that that either usually don't break, but also we don't have the koach to make a new gezeira of shemi yitakin mana. Right? Meaning, Chazal told us when there's an issue of shemi yitakin mana, like when it comes to instruments. They didn't say that it applied to bicycles. So doesn't that sound, just because bicycles were, you know, invented later, or they didn't speak about it, doesn't mean we have the right to apply the gzera there. Doesn't necessarily mean it would expand to that. And uvdin dechol is also very difficult to define. Nevertheless, it's clearly not Shabbosik. The Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, right above that, in source number 17, gives the following pshara. He thinks that bimbas, you know what bimbas are? What those kids ride on in Israel? Bimbas, tricycles, smaller, you know, bicycle type things and tricycle things for children, he thinks are mutter, that we don't have to say that the kids don't have to ride them on Shabbos, but, you know, real bicycles for bigger children or for adults, he finds to be problematic on Shabbos. Okay, so last thing which I just want to end with, and somebody had a question, and I'll take it. It says that was you, okay. Last thing I just want to end with, something to keep in mind, there's also another gzeira, they talk about playing marbles on Shabbos. Okay, what? So that, what's the issue with playing marbles on Shabbos? Let's say you play marbles outside, what might you do? You might smooth out the area in which you are playing. Okay, you're right. I don't really know how to play marbles. Maybe they mean it with rocks. It's a good question. Yeah, that would be a problem as well. But at least if you're just shooting the marbles in or out of the circle, maybe there's a pre-existing circle. I don't know. But they say it's a problem because smoothing that would be problematic. I believe some post-game are nervous about, therefore, playing soccer or playing, you know, games where it's important to have a smoothed out area that might also fall within the gezeira of that you might come to smooth things out. Obviously, you wouldn't apply in a concrete area, or let's say football or basketball. In those situations, if those things are mutter to play on Shabbos, the gezeira wouldn't apply because you don't use the ground to the same degree as you do with soccer that needs to be smoothed out. I'm still, I'm curious about the issue with soccer because I don't think people actually smooth out areas when they play soccer. If they're in the field, they just play where the field is. When it comes to, you know, a small area of marbles, like, that's important for you to have a flat area to play with. What? Okay, meaning whether we'll rip up grass is a good question. What? So what the Mishnah Berurah said is whatever seems as if it's like making the ground flat is it's because it's pushing down, not because it's actually digging anything. It's koveshas. No, we're saying we're nervous that if you want to play marbles and you're in an area that's not smooth, that you might come to smooth out the area, and therefore that would be a serious situation. Not the marbles themselves. Okay, awesome. So that brings us to the end of Choresh. Awesome. So that is Choresh, and maybe let's see if we could start now with Zoraya. The marbles are good.